Saeed.
Huh?
What's the matter with you today? You're so flat.
Why in the hell do you keep asking me that?
I'm worried about you. You're acting strange. You haven't been out. Had lunch.
It's okay. Don't worry about me. Hi, Sasan. What do you want? I'm not in the mood, Sasan.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Come here, you're just in time. How are you anyway?
I just don't feel like doing anything. What's going on in here?
Nothing. I've decided to sell the flat.
Why? It's not yours to sell, is it?
Well, if you can keep your mouth shut, yeah. I bought it.
You said you rent it.
It's kind of a long story. But you have to keep your mouth shut.
And you're worried who will find out?
Everyone. Look, I don't want anyone to find out anything.
I can't be bothered for you to mess with me, huh?
What, having you on? I put an ad in the paper. Whatever you have to say, I've written it down here. Hey, pick it up.
It's your telephone.
Hello, who is it? Please hang on a moment.
What should I say? Hello? Yes? Yes, it's for sale. It's 120 meters, two bedrooms, 2.5 million a meter, ceramic floor. The facade is made out of stone, a storeroom, two bathrooms, one of them Iranian, the other foreign, and a lift. It's definitely worth it. As I said, yes, 2.5 meter. Goodbye. Okay. Oh, bye-bye. It says it's expensive.
Well, we'll find a buyer by night.
So you wanted me to come here and answer your phone?
Both answer the phone, and if anyone comes, show them the house. And if they want it, give me a call.
What's in it for me?
1%.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with you? You look like a wreck.
I want to talk to you.
I've got things to do, and when I get back, we can have a chat.
Hello?
Hey, why have you stuck those on there?
I put up a sale sign so we can get rid of them quicker.
Well, it's too obvious. It'll mess up all our plans. Look, just leave it. I can get rid of these later.
What have you done about the flat?
I've got Saeed answering the phone since this morning. But what have you been doing?
Nothing. I've told the arcade office to find us a customer.
We have to apply for our visas real soon. I can't face the arguments in court. Come, let's take care of this. Come and help me.
You want to tear them down?
Come here.
Hello. Hello there, Matab. This is Karimi. Tell me, is Layla all right?
She's a little under the weather. Would you like to speak to her? Of course, thank you. God bless you, sir. Goodbye, then.
Why did you tell him I was not well?
I should have told him you were very ill, so he'd come here straight away.
The poor thing was seeing to my business for 5 or 6 hours today.
And from now on, the poor thing will always see to your business.
Go and get on with your own things. I'm fine.
Look, I was sitting in the bookshop, and I didn't know you were unwell. Mr. Mawson called me and ordered me to come and look after you. So until he calls, I'm not going anywhere. Why don't you give him an answer?
Didn't you just hear what I said about Saba? In my situation, what do you expect of me?
I expect you to stop being so stubborn and think more about it. Mawson doesn't have any less problems than you with his kids.
What are you trying to say?
Look, you and Mr. Mawson really need each other. If you two are together, then maybe you can help each other.
Sir, the property is what you see in front of you.
Could you give us your final price, please?
It's, as I said, 2.5 meters.
That's really expensive. You know the markets have slumped. You're asking a lot.
That's the price.
Thanks a lot for your help. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Hello? Yes, I'm at your service. 120 meters, two bedrooms, ceramic floors, central heating, storeroom, parking, and a lift, and it costs 2.5 a meter. Well, that's the price. Hello, Auntie.
Hello, what are you doing here?
Nothing, I just came to see Sasan.
Who are that man and woman?
They came to the wrong door.
Uh-huh. Do you know where Sasan is?
Well, something just came up for Sasan and he left.
Why does the house look like this?
Excuse me, this is my telephone number. If the owner wants to sell at 2 million meter, give me a call.
Okay, okay.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Okay.
So he came to the wrong house, did he? What's this about selling the house?
Well, Sasan's landlord wants to sell it.
So what's it got to do with you?
Well, I have nothing to do with it. I thought I'd just help the man make something on it.
I really can't understand you at all, Said. As soon as Sasan gets back, tell him to call me. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Hey, what was Marzia doing here?
She wanted to speak to you. Call her.
She didn't find out about selling the house.
When she saw all these, wouldn't she realize? Although I was able to fool her. Said your landlord intends to sell. I don't get it. Did she really mean it when she told me not to go after her? Or was she upset?
She probably found someone else.
What do you mean? Do you know what you're saying? She's upset about the thing with Ali and Rehane. What has that got to do with it?
Did you ever ask her to marry you?
Once or twice.
And what did she say?
And she changed the subject.
You really don't have a clue about girls, do you? You come out with all this nonsense.
Hold on, what do you mean?
I mean that a girl who wants to get married doesn't make friends with a boy so easily.
You're starting to sound just like my Uncle Reza.
I think you should just leave her anyway.
What was I thinking? I thought I'd come and get advice from someone with experience.
Would you prefer me to say you should fall at her feet?
I might go.
You're mad.
Have you ever been in love?
Sure. Once I fell in love and I soon found out what a mistake that was. The time of love and being in love is over. Whoever says they are lying. Hey, it's not worth it. Just eat up.
Sasan, I'll come here again.
What for?
Oh, come on. You know. What? You think I'm here just to sell the house?
What do you want?
I want your car.
No way.
One day.
I won't give it to you.
You will.
What do you think?
It's nice.
So I'll go and pay for it.
Thanks a lot.
How much is it, please?
$150,000.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I like this one too, so I got it. What do you think about it?
Thank you.
All right.
I will make a call outside till you come.
Okay, just be careful.
Vita!
Whose is this?
My friend's.
Which one?
You don't know him. We'll go and see him tomorrow.
What for?
He can do a lot of things. He can find us a job.
It seems you don't want to take what I say seriously, do you?
Well, some things have happened, and I had to tell you. But first, please, tell me how your dad is.
He's fine.
So, could I see him?
Not now. There are no visiting hours till this afternoon, and any day now he's being released. You didn't say why you came.
Well, apart from here, I don't have any other address.
When you didn't come yesterday, I was pleased. I said to myself, everything is over.
So you went to our meeting place?
I shouldn't have.
No, why? It shows you did think about me a little these past few days. I wasn't alone.
Is that why you didn't come?
No, I was very busy.
Busy with your doubts and faithlessness in me?
No, I was busy with Uncle Reza. He suddenly came and forced me into a conversation. I'm sorry.
You could have just called me.
I'm sorry.
I came to repeat what I said before. We are no good for each other. We're finished.
That's enough of that. I got the car so that we could have some fun. Come on.
Well, just today, because of this car. Thanks.
If I show you something, do you promise not to laugh?
What? Wait, isn't this Layla?
Yeah.
And that is your dad?
What can I say? Yes. Before my father got married to my mother, it seems he was engaged to Layla.
No way. You're lying. How long have you known?
A couple of days.
How did you find out?
I got it from Layla's room.
You mean you went in without permission?
No, not at all. I just went and asked her, Layla, would you mind giving me the photo of your engagement?
What a monster that Layla is. But what about you going to the restaurant and working there?
Actually, that was sheer coincidence.
You mean you just came there because of an ad you saw?
Well, I didn't see the advert myself. My friend saw it and told me. And then I went there. But I was the reason for the meeting, accidentally. And they got together.
And you want to continue being the reason?
No, it seems I fulfilled my duty. I heard they come and go together. I have the full rundown. Although my dad says they come and go because Layla's looking for her daughter. But I doubt it. It's crazy. Listen, let's talk seriously for once.
If you want to say something funny, we can talk.
No, as it happens, I want to have a serious talk with you. Since you and I get along so well, I thought you should marry me.
Isn't there a brain in that head of yours? Are you crazy? Why don't you get it? We are no good for each other.
Why not? Vita, from the moment I saw you, I thought about marrying you. Truly, you have to believe me. On the contrary to me, you have done everything for your dad. You're devoted, kind. Feelings, passion, and excitement are things you have which I don't.
Hello, Vita? Hello? How are you? Where are you?
What's happened? Your numbers are jumbled again, huh?
No.
I know our last meeting was bitter.
Come here, someone wants to see you.
All right.
Come here. You know them.
All right. I'll come.
What did she say?
She said she wanted to see me.
Are you going to go?
I haven't done anything to be afraid of.
Yes, hello. I told her she's coming. You should get here then.
Welcome, Bida. Welcome. So how come you dropped in on us?
I've come to get a CD, of course, with a signature.
Of course. Just wait till my CD comes out and I'll sign it and present one of them to you. I'm so
Yavar,
pleased.
Yavar, see if Mashrahim needs help.
Nice to see you.
So, what's new?
You said someone came here to see me.
If you wait a bit, they'll be here. What are you doing these days?
I've started working somewhere.
Are you happy there?
Yes, it's not bad. So who wants to see me?
I have to admit we parted on bad terms.
Forget it.
How is your father doing?
He's fine. I don't think you asked me to come here to ask how I am. Maybe you lied when you said someone wants to see
me. No.
So who is it that wants to see me? My brother?
No. Saeed's father. Bita, wait. He'll be here in a minute.
I have nothing to do with Saeed or his dad.
But you continued your relationship with Saeed.
Tell Saeed's father I said not to worry. It's over between us.
Hello. Yes. No, Saeed was outside. That's why I didn't come in. I'm going after them. Start the car.
So what did she say?
She wanted to apologize for the accusations.
No, really?
She said I can come back to work.
Will you go back?
If you were me, would you go back?
No.
I'm tired.
Okay, I'll drop you off. Just tell me which way to go. You mean you still don't want to tell me where your house is?
Okay. I'll buy something first, and then we can go home together. You stay here. I'll be back.
So hurry up. Hello, Bita.
Hello, Saeed. I'm leaving from the other door of the arcade. Please don't come after me. I told you this morning, just for today. Goodbye.
Stay here. I'll be back.
Are you alone?
I don't have to be alone. Please sit down.
Excuse me, ma'am. May I speak with you for a moment, please?
Yes, of course.
You didn't expect to see me, did you?
I didn't expect you to follow me.
Well, you follow someone who runs away.
What do I have to run away from?
It's obvious. From fear.
What should I be frightened of?
I was looking for an answer, which I had found.
So, what do you want from me now?
My son's life and peace of mind.
Why are you looking for it with me?
Because you took it away from him.
Mr. Karimi, I don't have anything to do with Saeed.
I'm sorry, girl. Not for you. You are beyond pitying. But for myself. For having such a stupid and simple boy like Saeed.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't judge just from hearing something. I wait until I saw it with my own eyes.
What did you see?
When I found out you gave the wrong address, I should have guessed you had skeletons in your closet.
This is my correct address, so what?
Do your mother and father live here as well?
No, they don't.
Your poor parents. Do they have any idea what you do? Or are you not afraid of them either?
What about you? Have you no fear of God? Your faith and belief mean nothing. I heard that pious people don't accuse others just like that.
You're worried about my faith and beliefs? I never even thought I would talk to such a person as you.
Speaking to me is so difficult. You suffer doing it. But your son doesn't think like that.
Oh, trust me. I know all about his stupidity.
Are you sure he doesn't feel the same about your behavior?
When you had left Saeed earlier, you simply went into the coffee shop, found another fool like Saeed and made friends with him. Then you went to the park and had ice cream and sat and chatted away.
Yes, and what exactly does that prove?
You have no shame, girl. It proves, for one, that you have no limitations whatsoever. The kind of girl that is friends with a number of boys at the same time and somehow with different excuses they all have chasing after you.
That's enough. Enough.
But where Saeed is concerned, you are mistaken. I won't let anyone like you take Saeed away from me. You stop having anything to do with Saeed. You don't see him. And you don't contact him. Ever. You understand me?
Hello.
What is it? What's happened? What is it? Why don't you say anything? Did anyone bother you?
Saeed's dead.
What? Saeed's dead? What did he say?
He proposed to me on Saeed's behalf.
You're mad. I was really scared for a minute when you were crying. Tell me, Bita, he really proposed?
Yes.
Tell me all about it and don't leave anything out.
Hello there, Dad.
Hello, my son. What's that?
This, it's a toy. It's Saeed's.
Oh.
Dad, are Auntie and everyone really leaving?
I know.
Who will take their place?
I don't know.
I hope someone we know or family will come.
Why?
It's better.
Have you had dinner yet?
No. We don't have anything.
Very well. I'll make something now.
I can see you were crying again.
I wasn't able to give him an answer.
All the better. They have to come to you and ask for your hand in marriage, with all its costumes, not just like that. What is the matter with you? You know he has proposed for his son. A good guy has come along that cares for you. He wants to protect you, be your soulmate. He has a decent family. Not like the last one who was good for nothing, with no family.
I know. He has a family, a father who supports him.
His father could support you too. We have to touch up the house a bit. We need to get a few things. What do you think?
Good.
We have so much to do. We have to think about a wedding hall and ceremony as well.
But if they ask about my family, what do I say?
Well, tell them the truth. Saeed's father is reasonable. I'm sure he'll understand. My dear, how great would it be if your mother was alive?
Wow, that looks amazing. Thanks, Dad. Look at that.
Vahid, son, tomorrow morning you should get up early, and we'll go and register you somewhere.
Dad, this time of year there will be no one to register me.
Don't worry about it. A friend has promised me.
Well, I'm studying myself, and I asked when it was exam time. They said I can go to school.
You're really enjoying yourself, aren't you?
No, Dad. Come on, I really miss everything at school and hanging out with the kids.
Aw, come on. So where's Saeed?
He's in his room.
So go and tell him to come and have dinner.
He says he's full. I'll get it. Hello? Yes. Well, I'm his brother. Hold on. Saeed?
Huh?
There's someone on the phone for you.
Who is it?
A woman.
It's a woman.
I think it's Bita.
Bita. Bita. Do you want to go out? Hello.
Who was it?
It was for Saeed.
I asked who was it.
It was a woman.
There you go. You just wanted to tease me?
I'm very sorry, Saeed. I know that I spoke to you very badly today.
Well, now that you've called, put it right.
Well, I miss you a lot.
And what else?
I really want to see you.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Why did you call me at home?
How long do you want to keep me a secret?
So, is there anything left from dinner?
Yeah, it's on the table.
Nima, dinner is ready. What did my brother Reza want when he came to the shop?
He came to recommend something for Nima.
I heard that, but what else did he say after?
Just everyday stuff.
You started saying that you have some ideas about a house.
I told you before, don't worry about it.
I cannot worry, that's impossible. I've already packed half of everything away. Everything is up in the air. Especially after my argument with Mohsen, I just can't stay here anymore.
We'll add up the rent for these extra days and give it to him. We won't owe dear Mohsen even one riel.
Look, here you go again, Farhad.
Business in the shop is getting better day by day.
Me and Nima are pleased that business is booming and going well. But you have to be realistic, Farhad.
What do you mean, Marzia?
Mom means that if we want to pay back the money we owe Uncle Mohsen, the income of the shop is not going to cover it.
Not at all. That's not what I meant.
How much do we owe Mohsen exactly? You tell me, Nima.
You can work it out yourself. 5 years, 12 months in a year.
Nima, that's enough already.
Dad says something and he has to hear the answer. Uncle Mohsen would never ever consider taking rent from us.
I've said this many times before. I don't want to be indebted to anyone ever.
What do you mean being indebted? Neither Uncle Mohsen nor Reza have any expectations when they do something for someone.
Will you let us discuss this ourselves? I've got 15 million together now. I've seen a two-bedroom apartment, and it's not bad. It's old, but if we paint it, we'll be okay. It's 400,000 a month.
Where's this money from?
I had some gold jewelry. I sold it for 7.5 million. The rest I borrowed from Nima.
Why, Marzia, don't you trust me anymore?
What do you mean, Farhad?
Marzia, you do whatever you want to do. Didn't I ask you to hold on for a while?
Oh, really? Hold on for what?
Just take the 15 million you've got together and give it to Mohsen to settle up all the debts we have. Tell him we'll give him the rest in a few more days.
See, Mom? Dad's still living in his own imagination.
What does that mean?
You just can't free yourself from the past, can you?
You're right. It's just as you say it is.
You're still in prison. A prison of yourself and your own thoughts.
Nima, that's enough.
So now you're telling me that if I don't want to live my life in debt to somebody else, it's as though I'm in prison.
When you can't accept help from others, it can't mean anything else.
What others?
Everyone. Me, Mom, Uncle Mohsen, Uncle Reza.
Until now, I haven't seen anyone do anything for me except feel sorry.
You don't get it. One gave you work, one gave you a home, but you couldn't see it. You stopped me getting married, took my shop from me, put me out of work. I kept quiet, but you still didn't see it. You weren't here for 5 years. Look at all the difficulties Mom had to put up with. And now that you're back, you still don't want to see it.
Don't you understand that he only gave us this home to lessen his own guilt? You said work. I don't see anyone giving me work.
Nima, I'm asking you.
No, Marzia, let him speak.
Who do you think was guarantor so that you could get any goods you wanted off Hajj Habib?
Guarantor?
Nima, I said that's enough.
Who is my guarantor?
Uncle Reza. How How many millions worth of goods did you get? Have you even paid one real of it?
Nima, go to your room.
Did you know this?
Does it really matter now?
But you knew that I didn't want to live my life owing anything to anybody.
Obligation? Brother Reza would never bring it up in your face. Not now, not ever.
I had my suspicions.
I asked him myself.
You asked him?
Haj Habib called Reza and wanted a guarantor for the goods he had given you. And I asked Reza to be the guarantor.
All right. I will finish it now. We'll go over to Sasan's house.
We'll go to Sasan?
Yes. I spoke to him a few days ago. I wanted to find us a bigger and better place to live, but now this has come up. Sasan will move to a smaller place and we will move there very soon.
We have to go and find another place because Sasan's landlord has decided to sell the house now.
Hello.
Hello. Are you packing up?
Well, yeah.
What are you packing for?
I want to solve your problems.
It's nice to know you're concerned about my problems. But why sell the place?
Well, I guess we'll have the money.
We'll have the money? How much are you asking for this place?
Well, they won't buy it at a very good price. It's not a good time to sell, you know.
So you panicked and wanted to get rid of it at any price?
Look, we can sell this and buy two small flats. One for you and one for me.
And what if I hadn't found out? Would you still try and sell the place? Would you still give me half the money? Or would you take it all and run away?
Don't say that. I always took your interest into consideration. I never said a word in all this time.
What would you have said then?
You know better than that.
Sasan, look me in the eye and tell me what is going on inside that head of yours.
I just want to sell my house and get on with my life.
Your house?
Of course. It's in my name, isn't it?
It's in your name? But it's not yours.
It's not yours either.
Do you even know what you're saying? Sasan, what's happened to you?
Have you forgotten already? In all these years, I kept silent. One word from me and they would have taken this apartment off you like the rest of your property.
Okay. So you want to get hush money off of me, is that it, huh?
Whatever you want to call it. A share or hush money. What, did you forget that I'm caught up in this too? I was your accomplice in this.
You shut your mouth, you ungrateful little boy. How did I ever let myself become stupid enough to ever have to depend on someone like you? You're like a poisonous snake in the grass. This apartment is the only thing I've got left, and I won't let anyone take it from me.
Then why did you put it in my name? Because you thought they would take it. Because you bought it with the stolen money.
Enough of this. Now you're accusing me of stealing as well? You don't know anything. I should hit you.
Go on then. Hit me if you like. It'll be the first time you've raised your hand to me. Although you have the right to do it. Because you were like a father to me. The father of someone who had nobody.
I never let you feel like you were alone.
Even so, I was always alone. In all these years.
But you were always like Nima to me.
Well, I'm no longer that. Because now I want my share.
That's enough, Sasan. This house belongs to the both of us. For a while you lived in it, and now me. For a short time. Just a month, maybe 2 months. Just until I sort myself out. And then we can sell the place. What do you say to that? What do you think? Do you agree? I think that's fair. So when do you think it will be possible for me to move in here? I'll be waiting to hear from you. Goodbye for now.
Hello? Sure, sure. 120 meters, 2 bedrooms. 2.5 meters. Sure, goodbye.
Hello, Haji.
Hey there, Farhad. So how are you doing? And what brings you here? Thank God your business is doing very well. I'm just worried the way things are going now. You're going to be my rival very soon.
Don't worry, Haji. I'll stand aside so that you won't have any worry about rivals anymore.
What's that?
To settle our account. It's the list of goods I took and all the money.
To settle our account? We agreed on the first of the month. It's not been a month yet, has it, my dear friend?
I can understand why you don't trust me like everyone else.
What do you mean by that, Farhad? Would you mind telling me what I've done wrong?
Nothing, Haji. You haven't done anything wrong. It's me. I just sometimes forget myself and count on my old friends like in the past, you know?
Nothing's happened that should upset you like this, my brother.
I wish you'd told me I could have 100,000 tomen. Or at least say that I could have any of the goods until I pay for them.
Listen to me good, Farhad. First of all, your credit is fine with me. And secondly, I guess Reza
wanted... You're very busy, Haji. You've got lots to do, and so have I. I've got lots of work as well. I have an envelope in your trust. I wouldn't mind having it now, please. Hi, hello, Maran. I am looking forward to seeing you again. Yes, me too. I can fall off the I can bachodam sardam to kori badelam kendi ke fikrisham nemi kadam chasun del boridi as deli ke hoye to gire kazin batsaram bashi vase to نفسش میره نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بیاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره
از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه
من اونقدر عشق برگردی
به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی رو که بیدارم
شاید از گریه خوابم با
در رو باز میذارم نمیترسم اگه گاهی
خدا نزدیکتر میشه. تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار. چه تو از تو چشماشو